Finance Committee to order. Do we need a, do you have any disagreement with the agenda? Otherwise, I'll just assume it's unanimous that it's adopted. Second item is approval of the minutes of the February 15th meeting. We would have to have action on that, even if there's changes.
Make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Approve the minute. Okay. 2023 base budget. It's on page 5, and the requested action is to approve. If you have no suggestions or changes on this.
Do you like me to go over it?
What?
Do you want me to go over it?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right, so this is our first look at 2023's budget. The assumptions we went in with were this is the cost of doing business the same way next year, and instead of going in with zero wage increases, we used the 2022 wage increases as part of the base. So we don't have contracts settled for either union. That'll come up at the end of this year. But those assumptions are what went into the budget. So you can see on page 5 the differences that are kind of lining up within this budget. It's a 3% overall increase. Part of that is offset by what we're seeing is an actual increase in miscellaneous receipts. Miscellaneous receipts line is our fines line, and we were guessing at what we wouldn't collect this year. And based on 2 months' worth of revenue, we're actually collecting more than we thought, partly because copy revenue is still fairly strong. So we're guessing that that will continue into next year. The surplus that we used for last year included the rollover from 2020 and the amount set from cash reserves. So the amount that we used from 2021 versus 2020 is $87,000 less. The amount that we used in reserves on the spend down and recovery plan is $85,000 less. So there's $170,000 less reserves in this base budget scenario. Interest is still projected to be less than what we budgeted this year. We're seeing better rates right now, but it's going to take a while for that revenue to actually be actualized. We calculated the open hours agreement as not continuing from the city of Elk River. Right now we have a three-year or five-year agreement with the city of Elk River to add an extra 3 hours at Elk River. So we also reduced the staffing by that same amount in this budget scenario, but that is a contract we'll have to negotiate this year if it continues. The city of Elk River has already expressed concern that they were being billed for additional open hours this year when we added open hours in a lot of other libraries. I reminded them that our contract goes to the end of this year and it's up for negotiation. So just know that those dollars aren't part of the base budget scenario. Our agreement with MinLink, which is our interlibrary loan consortium, or part of that interlibrary loan consortium, the revenues are changing that we receive from that program, so that will be going down. Things that went up, personnel would be going up based on the 2022 increases, so it's hard to say whether that's the right amount, but this is what that would ultimately cost for next year. Cataloging, how it's being billed changed from a 1 year to 1.5 year cycle. So this is a one-time increase, but we're building in knowing it's going to increase the cost next year. Equipment repair and maintenance is somewhat offset by that miscellaneous receipts line. So we actually pay Loeffler, our leaseholder for the copy machines, on all the copies that are made. And then on the other side, we receive funding from patrons when they're making the copies. So because we're continuing to see a high level of usage from our public copiers, we increased the actual expense with that as well. And then we anticipate insurance and audit expenses will go up. If you look at, and I think this is the page that commissioners tend to care about the most, is that page 15, which is the breakout of the cost by county of this increase. So we balanced the budget with the assumption that the county shares would absorb the difference in revenue. And you saw the table last time at the February meeting with what just a budget neutral scenario looks like between counties, because that formula shifts the dollar amounts between counties as borrower numbers, population numbers, and tax capacity changes. So for a 3% increase, if you look on the bottom right-hand column, you can see what a 3% increase on a total budget for Great River looks like on a county-by-county basis. And you can see the total dollar amount change and the percentage increase change there. Are there questions you might have? I guess from this discussion, I don't know if we need an April Finance Committee meeting. So if you want to see another scenario before this goes before the full board, that would be in April. In May, we would present the preliminary budget to the full board and have a discussion. At that point, we'd probably have a closed session and talk about labor negotiations contracts, which will influence the final budget in July. So just a reminder, the final budget needs to be passed in July, and we've got some time to develop it. This is just our first look at it.
Any questions about the budget? Proposal.
Mr. Chair, if I, on that page 15 on those, what H County, do we have what 2022 budget? This is for 2023, correct?
Right, this is the base budget for 2023.
What each county paid in 2022, do you have that? Or
that's
in the middle.
In the middle.
Okay, all right. Yep. Oh, I'm sorry, there we go.
Yep. So if you look on that bottom row, the right-hand side is what the 2023 amount would be.
Right,
the middle amount is what you paid this year, and that final column set is the change.
And that's not my. What did we take out of the fund, general funds, to lower that? That was my question. That's what I was looking to offset because everybody's
down. If you go to, let's see, page 10. Unassigned fund balance 2021 surplus. Last year it was $401,000.
Okay.
And the unassigned fund balance cash reserve was $315,000. If you look on the right-hand column, you can see the amounts that we've put there at this point. The $313,860 was the surplus revenue from last year. And then the $230,000 amount came from the spend down plan. So you could change that amount. We won't know what our reserve calculation is until the audit's completed in May. Well, we'll have the audit. Yeah, we usually don't get that till May. So,
and then we can take a vote till August.
Right. So, August. Mr. Chair, we have time to look at that a little more in depth then.
Yeah, if you want us to run another scenario with additional reserves, we could do that and look at it in April before the May meeting. But at the May meeting, we do present the preliminary budget to the full board. And there is time to make changes between May and July. It's just a matter of how often do you want to meet to look at those scenarios and how much information you need to make a decision in July.
So thank you for all the work on this. I appreciate that. And I definitely don't want to see us go backwards. You know, I want us to stay where we're at with our services. And but this would be a hard budget to take to my board. So I just want to have that on record. In the last 2 years, we've been kind to counties for many different reasons. So this is going to be a hard one. Me if it stays as is. So I don't know what we do with it, what we do with reserves, but I would like us to look at our reserves again. I don't want us to get in trouble. Jeff Bertram is probably shaking a fist at me somewhere. But
So that's my just first thoughts when I looked it over. And
Mr. Chair and Karen, this does not have any increases for 2023 wage increases in it.
The amount we used was the equivalent to what we did in the 2022 contract.
So there is something there.
Yeah, it's a, I think it's a 2% general, and then we have the quartiles, if you remember. So I think it's 2% in the first quartile and 1% in the last or something like that.
And with, Mr. Chair, with labor negotiations, we all know how about them are going to work out. Mm-hmm. So.
Is that happening this year?
Yeah. I think reserves are still healthy in my look at it. So I think, you know, it's a possibility that we could look at doing some more reserves. You know, we don't want to get carried away because someday we don't have reserves and then we got double the shot.
I should point out two other things I had missed. We had originally in November talked about bringing a library aware department budget request forward. If you recall, we had designated some funds from the surplus last year to support it for 2022. Because we've seen some efficiencies with, like we're looking at new fund development software in that software line, we think we can absorb that new service within the existing budget line. So we didn't increase that. Message B is also something we had talked about at previous board meetings about doing some text messaging through our notification service. We also did not bring that forward as a department budget request because with the amount of notices that are being generated, that there's fewer of them because of going fines free, we think we also could add that service in within the existing budget line. So we didn't increase that budget line either. So those are two things that we still intend to move forward with unless, you know, you guys say something different. But it seems like that's something we could absorb within the existing budget line because of other changes we're making this year.
And, Mr. Chair, and help me, did we have any COVID money, ARPA money that we applied for that's in this general fund? Yes, no, maybe?
We received ARPA money. It is not part of the operating budget.
Where is that money sitting in here?
It's if you look, that's not in the budget. That is on the financial report. That was money that we have till the end of September to spend, and it needed to be to support, like, COVID relief, getting people back to work, and technology.
So is that different than what the county is? Because we as the county, we got to throw all ours in the general fund, and now we can pretty much use it. So they have different things for Great River. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, ours came through State Library Services, and it was an application
and
process.
Nothing's changed that, hey, you know, go ahead and stick in your general and pay.
Had we gotten to the point where we had to do vaccination and testing for staff, we could have potentially pulled the cost of testing of staff out of that fund because it was a COVID.
And what is that dollar amount that we got from ARPA?
$111,000.
And we have to spend that by September, but we need a plan, I'm assuming, how we're going to spend it.
We've been working through that. So if you remember, we had the future forward presentation. That's where some of the dollars went. We have the partnership with GSDC and Epic to do the makerspace kits. We are working with our cities to expand Wi-Fi in the parking lots this spring. And then we're looking at meeting room technology. We're still kind of sorting out what that looks like. So those are the big initiatives that are coming out of the ARPA funds right now.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Don't we have till the end of 2026 to expend the funds? We have to assign them by.
For the county you're talking, but it's different.
It's different.
This was CARES Act.
Okay, got it.
It was ARPA.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it was ARPA, but it's
just
specific.
Different. Okay.
Yeah.
Different time frames. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Yeah.
Mr. Chair, can we go out, for counties to request ARPA funds from them?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point or question. We pretty much can use it for anything, except
anything,
we can't use it for retirement or something like that, right? Or for something like that.
Well, not COVID related.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, if I may, like the CARES funding, we went to individual cities and counties and asked for reimbursement for things that were eligible at the time. So, like most of the plexiglass got reimbursed at different levels, some of it at the city, some of it at the county level. Not all counties or cities contributed. It was very all over the board. Todd County, I think, went above and beyond the most in that we expanded our hotspot project using CARES funds out in Todd County. Trying to think who, what else. It was like the masks, the Zoom subscription, the Grasshopper 1-800 line. Those were things that different counties helped pay for with their CARES funding, but it was not a universal response, and it was a lot of documentation on our part. And it felt a little unfair to me because some counties really stepped up and some didn't. And I know everybody had different situations they were dealing with, but I don't know that it's a fair assumption to think that all six counties would contribute in the same way if we went out and asked for that, especially in terms of operating.
Anything else? Anybody?
You need.
So, Lisa, what would you suggest as appropriate response for your dilemma?
I think it would be appropriate to look again at our reserve funds, see where we're at in today's time.
Do you have a target number you'd want to get this county share at? That would be helpful.
Zero. Wayne's like, obviously.
We did that last year. I could tell you what it took to get.
I know.
And it was a lot.
We are at 7+% right now. So
yeah.
It would take a lot to get there. Help me out, people. What's a good target?
It is because it's like Wright County is about 200,000 more. Not quite, but.
I think last year it was. Right out at the top as well from a percentage increase for Wright County.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the two large counties would take up, you need the quarter mil just for that plus.
And it's just that formula.
Yeah.
The three-part formula.
Right. So...
Yeah, and I think if you look at historically, Sherburne County has always been at a really flat level. And so this is the first time I've seen this much of a wiggle in the Sherburne County number.
I just have no clue how much we would need to affect it a bit. Like down a percentage or two.
Yeah.
Does that sound like a lot?
Until you start running the formula, it's really hard to predict how it'll actually behave.
Yeah. How many weeks of reserves do you have, Karen?
The last time it was calculated, it was 5.7. Is that right?
5.7 months, right?
Yeah. And our goal at one point was 5.5. So we might be there with this latest calculation, but we won't know that till the audit's completed. In 2017, we had 5.94 months. That was $2.2 million. In 2018, it was 6.44 months. It was $2.6 million. In 2019, it was 6.84 months. We were at 2.9, almost $3 million. 2020, we were at 7 months. We were over $3 million. 2021, 5.74 and at $2,382,000. Last year's calculation was $2,177,000. So we're still going to be probably over that $2 million mark, mm-hmm. I think.
I would hope.
Yeah.
So if we took it down to the 5.5 and ran those numbers,
we won't be able to run them until May.
After the audit?
Right.
Okay, but that's a thought.
How about this? Would this be an appropriate interim answer? You could you could share with your fellow board members. We have the audit coming up, which they may not know, and that we're willing to see where that leads us and take another look then. Will that work in the short term?
Oh, yeah.
We could do this.
This might not even come up till summer.
two-step process.
When we go into budget.
Yeah.
Our budget processes.
Yeah.
Library isn't first thing on their mind right now.
Okay.
It won't be till summer.
Until they see the numbers.
Exactly. Until they see the numbers. About June is when Sherburn County starts emailing me for numbers.
So,
once we get the audit, maybe approach it that way. So do we want to bring the base budget as the preliminary budget to the full board in May with the understanding that that's when we get the audit information and we'll have a closed session on wages at that point? Or do you want to meet in April and look at something then? Or I guess how often do you want to look at this and what do you want the full board to see? I mean, not that they don't get the packet, but that's when the presentation would happen.
So the audit's in May, right? So wouldn't it make sense to wait till May? Mm-hmm.
No. The preliminary budget would go in May, too. So we'd have to put something in the packet for the full board to look at. If you wanted something other than this.
For the May's meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Could we meet prior to the May meeting, or wouldn't that give us enough time? Or you'd need to have everything printed out and ready to go.
Right.
I think it's fine putting this out as a preliminary budget. To be totally honest, the commissioners are the ones that chat about the numbers the most. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong or if I've missed something for 5 years. But, I think this is fine to put out in May. Mm-hmm. I don't see that we'd have to meet in April and look at different numbers because we don't have our audit done.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
The library doesn't attract, isn't a lightning rod in our operation either, so.
Yeah, it won't be. I mean, I can talk to people. And
all right.
Yeah. Okay. This is listed as an action to approve as the base budget. So I don't know how you want to handle that. I just wanted to point that out.
What happens if we don't vote on it?
Yeah, if we don't approve it.
Then we'll just bring it back as the if you want it to be a formal action to bring it back as preliminary budget in May, that would be on the record then.
Okay.
Got a motion, folks?
Yep, I so move that, Mr. Chair.
And I'll second.
All right, moved and seconded. You heard the action. Anybody on the iteration of that? If not, all those in favor, ready? No problem. You're all in favor. Aye.
All right.
Aye.
All right.
A17.
You know, after what all the public organizations have been through, this, I remember, you know, way back when, this would have been a big deal. Hell, after what we've all experienced. That's not a big deal at all.
Well, the formula is its own little beast.
Okay. you got the go-through on the base budget. Anything else somebody wants to bring up? If not, our next meeting is May 17th.
All right.
All right. I declare this adjourned.